Good morning. It's time once again for Your Life Matters. It's with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Placetka, good morning again. How are we?
I'm fine, Mike. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good.
Good.
We've got part two of a kind of a topic that we focused on last time around. It's about anxiety. And, we talked a lot about what it is, how it manifests itself, some of the symptoms and those types of things. And today we're going to be kind of focusing a little more on preventing it and kind of getting involved and trying to make this less of a problem.
Exactly. And so anybody who missed last week is on the website. But I do want to just really quickly let people know that there is an increase in anxiety. There are specific signs and symptoms. And sometimes it's hard to tell. And also people will sometimes say, they didn't say anything to me, so I feel uncomfortable saying something to them, like, what's going on? Mm. But I want you to know that people are saying things all the time with their behavior. When somebody changes and it lasts, it becomes chronic, they're letting you know without words that something's going on. And so those changes might be emotional. They might be social, physical. That might be in sleep. It might be in their performance. They are screaming silently for you to take notice. And it's perfectly all right to say, are you okay?
Yeah.
And there's many causes. You know, it could be medical, it could be genetics, could be what we eat, trauma, stress. And we want to take care of the things that we can take care of. Now, the older I get, the more right I realize my mother and grandmother were. What we want to do first for prevention is have some routines so things can become predictable, that everything is not helter-skelter. So, we want to know that we're going to have a certain meal at a certain time. Our bodies can count on that.
Sure.
We want to eat healthy. We want to put ourselves on a sleep routine so that we can recover naturally. It's also important to get some exercise. Make sure we get enough water and not too much soda.
Right.
Know our family history. If it runs in the family, we got to be just paying attention a little bit more. Go for regular checkups. Interrupt stress. I am the queen of thinking that the world will stop spinning if I don't push it. But it has been doing it for a billion years. It's going to do it without me. We can take a break. We can go on vacation. We can take a nap. We can do something fun.
And the more anxious you are, though, the more you feel like, I can't. I don't have time for that.
Exactly. And that is the lie.
Yeah.
It gets very refreshing when you realize, oh, wait a minute. Nothing happened.
Right.
I'm okay. But we also, that's a preventative thing. We want to do that before we get too far into the anxiety. Process the traumatic things. Find somebody you can tell. If it's something very personal, certainly you don't want it with everyone, but you want to let somebody know what's going on with you, or that you just saw a terrible thing. I remember one time an electric wire fell on a car across the street. It was very traumatic for me. I mean, I must have talked about it for a week, and then finally it was gone. I was a kid. It was a big deal.
Yeah.
The other thing is physical touch makes a huge difference. Hugs, handshakes, eye contact, those things done appropriately, really reassure our body that we're not alone in space.
Just a nice moment in time to,
As therapists, we call it co-regulation.
Mm-hmm.
We pick up the other person's heartbeat and everybody kind of settles down. So for intervention, once you realize that it really has stuck in there, you want to be thinking about family history again. And now start thinking, if my grandma has it or my uncle has it, what's working for them? If a certain kind of medicine works or a certain strategy, apply it, do it. If you're not being healthy, get working on that. Reduce the stress. Finish a project. I don't care if you got to clean your silverware drawer so that you accomplish something.
Yeah.
That feeling of success helps. Eliminate people and activities that cause stress. So I'm not saying you have to cut someone out of your life, but you don't have to spend a lot of time with them if it's adding to your stress.
Right.
Reduce the stimulus. We send kids to the room. We do, so we, as parents, we think, okay, I need a break. But honestly, it's because they need the break. They need to have less sound, less stress. Go relax, settle down, and come back. Do that for yourself. Prayer, mindfulness, meditation work, slowing down our speech, our movement, our breathing. Those are things that we can control and we should. Spend some time outdoors. Talk, talk about what's been going on in your life. And you may think it's nothing, but it's a big deal to your body.
Right.
More physical touch. And something that many people want to avoid is medication. And there are times to avoid it, and there are absolutely times to use it. Our brains have to heal. And if we can't do it organically through our environment, then we definitely want to take care of it. We would take insulin if we were diabetic. We wear glasses. We put a cast on our arm. If we need the medication for a period of time, or if we're, you know, really low on it biologically forever, it's really important that we take care of ourselves. And again, that's a medical doctor, not a therapist.
Yeah, and do people consider medication like a last resort because maybe they're afraid of it, or they don't want to be dependent on it for the rest of their life, perhaps?
Well, and I think, you know, they wouldn't be put off like some medications, but for mental health, people still sometimes feel like there's something wrong with me. Hey, it's the way our body's functioning. And this is a very stressful time in the history of the world, and we just have to know that. So it's okay, but yes, people put it off often because they don't really want to do it.
Yeah, a lot of good advice. And as always, there are plenty of resources online. If you'd like to find out more, you can do so by going to the website safeharboril.com. Find out about this topic and lots of others, and listen to other shows that we've done as well. As it's Your Life Matters, clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placeka, our guest each week from Safe Harbor Counseling, and Dr. Beth Speaks. We'll talk to you again next week.